listening to the new Arizona Real Estate Matters Show with your hosts, Phil Putnam and Josh Peacock. And now, here's Phil and Josh.
Good afternoon and welcome to Arizona Real Estate Matters, brought to you by Empire West Title. I am your host, Phil Putnam, and sitting across from me, as always, is my co-host, Josh Peacock. Josh, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome, Phil. And do you think it's a problem that I'm already getting too hot? It's not even summertime yet.
It's going to be a wonderful 89 degrees from what I'm being told today. We tape on Thursdays, as everybody knows. But over the weekend, it's supposed to drop back into the 70s. So when the show airs, maybe we'll be back down to the wonderful 70s.
Oh God, I hope so.
And we can enjoy that for a little bit while, longer before we have to turn on our AC units.
Well, I tell you, this is the best time. If you have family back east, they just got a blizzard, so if you got family back east, give them a call and just let them know you're hanging out by the pool.
Just tell them to watch a spring training game.
Exactly.
That's all they got
to
do. And we talk about that all the time.
Spring training is
probably the biggest help to the real estate market in
Absolutely.
The state of Arizona. You got 30 days of people back east watching people sit in the grass and watch
in
spring training. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. You know, normally on our show, Josh, you and I go back and forth for the first segment, but we've got a big show today, and we have two guests, so we're going to get into the first guest. And I'll mention the guest names. Michelle Swinnick is our first guest today, and we're going to be talking to her for a little while first. But then a little bit later in the show, and who's going to get the majority of the show is Bob Massey. Bob Massey is with, he's called the Property Man. He is on the Fox News Channel, and he has a wealth of knowledge. So we'll be bringing Bob in later in the show. But, without further ado, to kick off our big show today, let's introduce Michelle. Michelle Swinnick is a been in the real estate mortgage industry for 20 plus years. She's a loan officer, and she's got some. She started some great programs to help out, individuals in our real estate industry, especially veterans. So, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And tell your listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in this industry, like you said, over 20-some years, and that just makes me feel real old saying that, because in my head, I'm still in my 30s, and I'm not there anymore. So thank you for ruining my day with that.
It tells you how, you're a wealth of knowledge. You have all those years behind you.
Yes, I appreciate that. When they say you've got so much wisdom, that means you've got a lot of gray hair, too. But I've been here for about the same amount of time, 21 years, and I had a real estate company. I had a mortgage brokerage, and after the crash, things kind of just went sideways. And prior to that, I started this organization called Helping the People, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization in 2001. And we were helping people with foreclosure situations. And then, like I said, the market went sideways. Since then, I've been really trying to figure out how to help people, how to make a difference. Instead of just doing traditional loans and selling traditional real estate, I needed to do something more. It was not about the money anymore. It needed to have some sort of purpose. So recently, I revamped and repositioned the nonprofit. We got a real estate license. So now we're a licensed real estate company, which allows us now to implement this program called the Homes for Veterans Program. So basically what we do is we match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is then donated to our Homes for Veterans Program, which allows us to financially assist veterans who either want to buy homes or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries.
Wow, 25%, that's a nice little chunk. That's
well,
great.
Technically in the industry, that's the standard for a referral fee. So I figured using that concept, that model, so that way instead of having it go to a corporation and mm-hmm. dividends and all that, this way if it went to the nonprofit, it would be able to help more veterans.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that keeps the integrity of the organization because it's about affordable and accessible sure. homes, but the focus is on veterans because, A, they have so many problems in their community right now. And considering all that they've done for us, put their life on the line, some sure. of them didn't make it home.
Yep.
And a lot of them, because of the recent war starting in, say, 2001, mm-hmm. they have so many mental issues, physical issues. They came back with injuries where there's limbs missing. Mm-hmm. And that's the least I felt that we could do as a country, a society, as people, is to give back to them in a way that makes a difference in their lives because they sacrificed so much for us. I mean, the reason why we're sitting here today that we're doing this radio station is because somebody at some point was over in some crazy
Absolutely,
country
yeah.
in a ditch doing whatever, and then that poor guy or girl came back and maybe there's a limb missing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, using all of that and seeing what's going on and seeing how much or how not much help they have available to them in the, in that community, that this is something where it all fell into place. And I just thought it was appropriate time to focus on the veterans and be able to give them an opportunity to have more independent lives and let them know that we do care about them. We thank them for their service. And this is a way to actually show it, as opposed to just saying, thank you for your service, or we appreciate that. A lot of people say that, yeah. But then, or they have a hashtag, support yeah. our troops. Well, what are you doing? Well, I'm putting a hashtag out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what? You
yeah,
know,
that's
so this
awesome.
way, the concept allows you to financially give back to veterans without having to make a donation. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy something you don't need. You don't have to get a service that you don't want, and you don't have to spend money you don't have.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
So you're not out of anything, and you're actually changing a veteran's life yeah. by just, and this is the simple concept of all this, we're just asking you to be conscious of your choices and buying decisions, because you can literally change a veteran's life.
That's awesome.
Well, how does a real estate agent, you know, I mean, obviously you're going to hook up buyers and sellers with preferred agents.
Correct.
So how does
Correct.
An agent, you know, if agents listen to the show, or if you happen to be talking to an agent, how does an agent get involved in this? Because I know there's a ton of agents out there that would love to be able to give back, especially to the veterans.
Well, for right now, what I've done is, since I've been in the industry for a long time, I've identified certain real estate agents here in Arizona, Nevada, and in California that I've worked with or I've had a personal relationship over the years. And we've had extensive conversations. We talked about the program, and they have agreed to participate. They've actually overwhelmingly have really wanted to participate. And those are the ones I've actually chosen as our preferred realtors because of my personal experience with them, whether it was on the litigation side or the buying side, the loan officer side, the selling side, or with somebody that represented me in a transaction. I mean, basically the threshold that I have for these realtors is I have to feel that this is someone I would have my mom let my mom be able to represent
absolutely.
Them. And the agents that I'm working with they're at that level. And they're just really great people. They're exceptionally qualified. They're very professional. They're active right now, meaning that they're very, very busy. But as far as opening it up to other agents, I'm interested in doing that. I mean, I would love to be able to meet other like-minded agents that are out there that want to give back, that want to participate. So, you know, they're more than welcome to reach out to me through the ARM information's obviously on the website, and we're going to give that in a little bit. But I would love to be able to meet more people, because the more people that know about the program, the more that the exposure's out there, the more the marketing. At the end of the day, it's more veterans that are going to get helped.
More people, yeah. I mean, if you open the program to more people, that just means more veterans being helped by this program. I mean, I can't think of a better, you know, as far as in the real estate industry, as far as buyers and sellers, I can't think of a different group of people that need our help, that deserve our help more than veterans.
Oh, and it's pretty overwhelming. And the reason why I say that is, I also started a podcast. We went onto the air about a month ago, and I'm allowing the real estate agents that are preferred realtors to all be interviewed on the show. So that means that they're showcased. So people that want to get to know them, as opposed to just a name or a tagline or a picture or statistics. This mm-hmm. way, they can actually they could listen to the message. They could listen to because you can hear the passion in these people's voices when we talk about this. Plus, the amount of content and the information that I've learned by just doing these interviews with them is pretty exceptional. That I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I now know about Sedona and Flagstaff and Arizona and down in Tucson and Sierra, and especially here in town, because I'm getting expert feedback from all of these agents.
That's awesome.
And I'm passing that along to the listeners, potential clients and home buyers and sellers, so they get to understand who they're working with, and then they can make a decision on, you know, if it's a match, because we want to make sure that because at the end of the day, you can have somebody who sells so many homes, but if the personalities
don't match,
it's not going to be a wonderful transaction, because there's so many moving parts in these transactions anyway.
Well, you know, and we've become a digital society, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
We've become a digital society to the point where, you know, everybody is either on a website or on Facebook or Instagram or on a text message or something like that. And we've lost that, you know, when you talk to somebody, when you get a text message or you look at a website, you can't see emotion, you can't see passion. So by being able to hear some of these agents on your podcast, we have the same thing here on our show. By being able to hear the agents and the conviction and the passion, it goes much further.
Well, and it also allows them, it gives them a platform to deliver their message so you can understand where they specialize in, because each person has their own little niche, their area.
Their own philosophies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, even though all of these agents, they're like-minded, their personalities and the way that they go about even just explaining something is different. Mm-hmm. And when you're making that decision on who you want to work with, It could make or break your decision or influence you in a certain way. So it's just a nice little extra layer to have. It becomes a human transaction.
Absolutely.
I mean, my goal was to humanize real estate again, as opposed to, like you said, technology and emailing and texting and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it makes you get to know them as a person. Since this is such a personal transaction, that you're going to be basically living with this person in a sense for the next 30 to 60 days. Depending on how long it takes.
Or longer, depending on...
Oh, yeah, you know, depending on what kind of a transaction it is, especially now with the way the market is. And you want to make sure that this is somebody, and you're going to be talking to them a lot, so this is somebody that you want to end up having as a part of your life.
Because absolutely.
Even in my past transactions over the 20 years of being on the real estate and mortgage side, a lot of the people that I had as clients, I'm still in touch with, or I'm become friends with. And a lot of the agents that are part of our program, they have those similar tendencies. So it's, like I said, it's just important to, you know, make sure that you're working with somebody you click with.
I've been doing this 35 years, and in 35 years ago, we didn't have all the technology that we have now. It was a people business. And what I'm sad to see is going on, and I think we need to get back to that, because I think people realize that it is so important, is that we've become too digital and we've lost that personal touch. And I think people need to get back to that, because you're making the biggest purchase of your life in most cases. And do you want to do that really over a website or an app?
Mm-mm,
you know,
no.
You got to trust these people, and you can't trust them if all they are words on a page.
Yeah, it needs to be three-dimensional in some capacity.
Exactly. So I love it. You know, and I've talked to many, many agents and many, many loan officers that, you know, they sit down with their people. They actually meet with them, sit down with them, look them eye to eye. You know, some of these big national loan chains that are doing loans, you talk to six, seven, eight different people.
You do it on your phone
or, you know, hit an app.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, well, my transaction was done. But, you know, I just purchased a $500,000 home and I didn't speak to a single human being. There's something lost there.
Exactly.
You know, that's for sure. We're talking to Michelle Swinnick. Great. You know, she's got a podcast. She's got a great program for veterans. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk briefly again, because you also team up with some websites to help give back to the veterans as well. And in our next segment as well, we'll get into talking to Bob Massey, the property man for Fox News Channel. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Arizona Real Estate Matters, brought to you by Empire West Title. We're talking to Michelle Swinnick. She is a loan officer and entrepreneur, that's for sure, host of her own podcast. Michelle, we were talking before about the Homes for Veterans program, where you partner with agents who help buyers and sellers give back 25% of the agent's commissions back to helping veterans. But you also partner with some well-known websites to help give back to the veterans as well.
Yeah, I wanted to go into that. So when I came up with this concept of helping the home buyers and the home sellers to benefit the veterans, I said, well, what happens to all the people who don't want to buy a house, that don't need to sell their house, or maybe they're renters? I said, well, then I want them to be able to participate too. So what happened was, we partnered with a bunch of well-known websites and brands such as Amazon, House, Travelocity, StubHub, Hotwire, MLB, which is Major League Baseball, NBA store, companies like that. And a portion of your total purchase, anywhere from 2 to 30%, is donated to the program. And all you have to do is click on our links and banners that are located on our websites whenever you want to buy. So that way, we've opened up the ability to financially help veterans. And anyone can participate
at any time. Just buying homes.
No,
yeah, that's
no.
Excellent. Yeah.
So by taking those two avenues, we've become your resource for everything home. And that's the whole concept is we want to be your resource. And the other thing is the tagline that we're using is we've got your six for everything home. And for those of the people that are in the military know that when you say we've got your six means I got your back.
Exactly.
So it's we've got your back for everything home. So if you go to our website, which is helpingthepeople.org, or you can even go to the podcast website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. On there, it'll give you information. There's tabs for products, and it lists all the different companies and the different websites, the different links. You just click, and it gets you right into their site, and then everything's automatic. Obviously, we don't have to deal with any inventory, but that, like I said, anywhere from 2 to 30% of your purchase is then given back to veterans, depending on what you're buying and what website it is.
Well, this is just phenomenal. I mean, it really is because, you know, like I said, these veterans, they've well deserved our help,
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, if you are interested in this program, you can go on Michelle's website, which is helpingthepeople.org.
Correct.
Or you can give Michelle a call, I'm assuming, correct?
Right. And the phone number is 833-MY-HOME-6. So back to that, we've got your six for everything home. Yeah, we got your six. So it's 833-694-6636, which is 833-MY-HOME-6. And that's on the website. You can even click on there to make an appointment online so you don't have to talk if you don't want to. And there's email on there, all the contact information. And again, the information is also listed too on the podcast website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And that lists all of the guests that we've already had. You could just click on there. It's on-demand podcast, so you can click on the big banners for the different real estate agents, so you can basically start your interview process right from there. And then the nice thing about the podcast is because it's based on Everything Home, it allows us to talk to all different kinds of guests. Like Bob Massey, we're going to be doing his show next week. And we talk about anything from home improvement, to family, to self-help, to real estate, to inspiration, entertainment, because we believe that the home is the base for everything in your life, and from the structure to the contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. So if we can make that foundation solid, there's a lot of things that will transpire in your life that flow out to make everything much more smoother and a much more wonderful, enjoyable experience while we have the opportunity here. So.
Well, Michelle, great service, that's for sure. If any of you are interested, again, go to helpingthepeople.org or everythinghomepodcast.com to listen to her podcast. Get involved. You don't even have to buy or sell a home. You can just purchase something through one of their partnered websites, Amazon, Travelocity, and you can give back 2% to 30% back to veterans. So, Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Please listen to her podcast. We gave the websites before. And helpingthepeople.org. Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you both so much for giving some exposure to our organization. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. And you're listening to Arizona Real Estate Matters, and we will talk to you guys next week.